Uganda and other coffee exporting countries have 40 days left to comply with the European Union deforestation regulations that affect coffee and other agriculture exports to the EU. Unless adjustments are made, after 30th December, the EU will start implementing the regulations that prohibit up to 8 products from entering the market should it be found that they have been produced after trees were cut. Fortunately for Uganda, the coffee industry is dominated by smallholder farmers who are offered a longer deadline of June 2026. However, there is a worry that they need even a longer period because of the style of production, which is informal, unregulated, disintegrated, and hard to mobilize. In October 2025, the European Commission proposed further targeted changes to ease implementation and address IT systems concerns and a possible deadline extension. However, Herbert Kafero, the Programs and Communications Manager at Siatini Uganda, says that pushing for and meeting the deadline is better because regulations have a positive impact on standards.
Beyond looking at the EUDR as just a tool by the European Union, we have to be mindful of what it puts forward. One, it sets a precedent of modernizing the coffee sector. I think you will all agree with me that our coffee sector has been struggling with a number of challenges. So when you talk about issues of data systems, we are talking about modernizing the coffee sector, isn't it? The data can also inform the extension services, and government can actually plan around it